High fly ball, deep left field. Getting on his horse, trying to track it down is Jermaine Clark. He looks up at the wall. It's gone. Jermaine Clark gave chase all the way to the warning track, and that one leaves the building. 390 feet away, and Barry Wesson has tied this ball game at one apiece.
Now, you talk about a hitter's pitch. If you're going to put on a hit and run with two outs in a 2-1 count, this is it. And don't think the Royals don't know it. Kennedy levels the bat. Figgins a good lead at first. There he goes. Here comes the throw by Main. Right on the money. He got him. Oh, my. Main came up gunning. And Figgins, who had a terrific break on the play, gets gunned down on the perfect throw to second. This is a money pitch here. Angels trying to take the lead for the first time in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ripped into right field. Coming home to score is Figgins. Around third base, Amezaga tests the arm of Shane Spencer, and he'll score. Big two-run single by Spezio, and the Angels have taken a 3-1 lead. Angels just 10-15 this September as Wesson comes through again with a single up the middle. Renicki's got the windmill going. Here comes the play at the plate, and a hook slide by Durrington. And comes home to score the fourth Angel run in the ballgame as Wesson rips an RBI single to second, his second ribby of the game, and the Angels enjoy their biggest margin thus far at 4-1. Swung on, ground ball in the hole. Rodriguez goes and gets it without hesitation, turns and throws. Big scoop at the other end by Teixeira, and a spectacular play, Rodriguez to Teixeira to retire Trent Durrington. As Guile offers and delivers one deep down the line, giving chase in the corner, looking up, it's gone. Guile, who got all of that, cranks it way over the head of right fielder Jeff DeBannon, who can only look up helplessly and watch as Guile circles the bases. One batter up, one run on the board, and the Royals have drawn first blood. Blackie breaking ball, this one, good for two. Down to third, Wooten to second to one. Kennedy on the relay. And you can rack it up, 5-4-3 on the double play, and there's two gone in the inning. And this one's driven in the gap. Look at Figgins get on his horse. He glides over and makes the running catch just about 15 feet in front of the warning track. So Barroa gives it a ride. Figgins makes the catch, but the damage was done here in the opening inning. Lackey, first offering, swung on and driven deep to right field. DeBannon looks up, and it is gone, a home run. Ken Harvey, who has put some hurt on the baseball all weekend long, got one up in his wheelhouse and drove it the opposite way. And for Harvey, his 12th home run of the year and a 3-0 Royals lead. Just listen to this crowd. 40,000 plus, 25th sellout of the season on their feet here inside the Big Ed. They're Anaheim Angels trying to wrap up their 77th victory in the final game of the season. Runner at first, runner at second. Donnelly kicks and delivers, swung on a weak ground ball to short. Make the flip to Amezaga covering, and that'll do it. The Anaheim Angels have defeated the Texas Rangers in the series finale by a final score of 4-1.